a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. We look at a lot of statistics and reports about child well-being in Michigan. This week, the Annie E. Casey Foundation released a national report that caught our eye. And there was one surprising finding in particular about Michigan's kids. The report is part of the Annie E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count series. Kids Count tracks a number of indicators, things like birth weight, school test scores, poverty level, and college attendance. This new report includes 12 indicators in all, and they've been combined to come up with an index score for overall child outcomes. Those scores were then broken down by race, and each state was ranked.
What's the surprise?
The surprise is that kids, African-American children in Michigan, are worse off than every other state in the country, except for two, Mississippi and Wisconsin.
This is Jane Zender Merrill, Project Director of Kids Count in Michigan. She says the report shows outcomes for white kids in Michigan lagging behind national averages, while Latino, Native American, and Asian and Pacific Islander kids have better than average outcomes in Michigan. But outcomes for African American kids in Michigan are abysmally low. Zender Merrill says it's a widespread problem.
Detroit is the poster child, but it isn't just Detroit.
Where do you all live?
Two stories down.
I found Amber and Bwalya Musenge pushing their two toddler children in a stroller along Fuller Avenue in Grand Rapids. I explained the report.